This is Mike Takahashi, Web Strategies Manager for UCLA Marketing and Special Events. We worked with the UCLA Mobile Web Framework, implementing it within happenings.ucla.edu. So to make a mobile version using the Mobile Web Framework was actually fairly easy. You really only have to include two files, the JavaScript call and the CSS call. And then from there, when you're working with the code and the templates within your templates, you basically need to follow the semantic markup that is listed in the documentation for the Mobile Web Framework. And they make it really straightforward and easy to implement. Using our code, we're using PHP. So we're basically filling in specific div containers and elements using data from our web services that we use to populate happenings. The Mobile Web Framework definitely takes a load off managing code for your mobile implementation, specifically for devices and things like that, since the Mobile Web Framework takes care of the detection of devices. You as an implementer and manager of your content don't really need to worry about all these new devices that are coming into the market and adapting your content and your code to these specific devices, because the Mobile Web Framework takes care of that. Additionally, any update or maintenance that needs to be done with newer versions or newer devices and the CSS that needs to go with that is all taken care of through the Mobile Web Framework. So it's really great in that aspect. As a developer, you can really focus on delivering the content. Customizing and branding your mobile web app using the Mobile Web Framework is really straightforward and easy as well. If you want to add additional styles or make customizations using a custom style sheet, you can simply add that within the header of your file, and you can add those additional styles on top of the existing styles that the Mobile Web Framework provides. So in that context, you're able to really fully customize anything in terms of color, look and feel, text, and all the things that you can do with CSS by just adding a custom call within the header of your file.